At the beginning of the last century, new technologies and rapid urbanization were transforming the way people in the West lived. In the quickly expanding cities, new ways of working with steel and glass were offering architects new ways to create radically new buildings. In America, architects were creating skyscrapers in Chicago and then New York, like the Flatiron Building in 1902. Designs that would eventually redefine the urban landscape throughout the world. And it was from these new breakthroughs in architectural engineering and ideas in Europe that the modern movement was formed. The response of European architects to the Americans' technological advances, including bridges and other building forms as well as skyscrapers, would lead to the development of modernism. The modern movement believed that the New Age needed a new architecture to reflect the age of machines. The most important of the European architects was the Swiss-born architect Le Corbusier. Le Corbusier declared that the house was a machine for living in. He began to develop new thinking in design, space, and mass production in architecture. The modernists began their mission to make architecture not simply about the building of buildings, but rather about the construction of a new way of living. For Le Corbusier and his colleagues, modernism was not just a new way of building. It was a new idea, a movement through which architects could construct a better life for everyone and thereby change society forever. By the 1930s, architects like Le Corbusier and Ludwig Mies van der Rohe were established architects in Europe promoting the ideas of modernism. In 1934, the revolutionary Lawn Road flats were built in London, also known as the Isokon Building. It was an attempt to build a housing block for professional people and had all the comforts of modern living, including a restaurant called the Isobar, a laundry, central heating, and even a central shoe polishing service. In 1952, in Marseille, France, the Unité d'Habitation brought together Le Corbusier's vision for communal living with the needs and realities of post-war France. Up to 1,600 people lived in a vertical village surrounded by an area of parkland complete with an internal shopping street halfway up the building, a recreation ground, and children's nursery on the roof. The starting point for modernism, however, was not beauty. This would follow naturally from creating rational, efficient buildings. It was about building a better life for people, to improve the lives of ordinary working people. This was the beginning of building social housing for the workers. As Bertold Lubetkin said in 1938, nothing is too good for ordinary people. The Second World War had changed the world forever, socially, economically, and politically. The end of the war left Europe in ruins, and a massive rebuilding program was necessary. But this also provided a new opportunity and optimism. Modernist town planning was heavily influenced by Le Corbusier's plan of 1933, which promised a future of sunshine, fresh air, and greenery for city dwellers. Le Corbusier's new city would consist of giant white apartment blocks divided into zones, separated by green spaces with wide roads running between them. This was a powerful vision in the immediate post-war years, when rehousing families from slums to clean modern apartments was a political priority. By the 1960s, modernism was the dominant style of architecture. Schools, offices, homes, and even entire towns were all being constructed using, to a greater or lesser extent, methods first advocated by Le Corbusier, Mies van der Rohe, and other modernist architects. During the 1960s and 70s, politicians liked the modernist solutions to the problems of aging slums in the form of high-density housing and tower blocks like Trellick Tower, built in 1972. But soon, modernist architects began to be blamed for destroying communities, and over the next 20 years, public criticism of modernist architects became louder. The idea of building a better society through architecture was almost agreed to have failed, and by the start of the 1990s, the modern movement which promised an international architecture seemed to be over. However, in the first decade of the 21st century, the reputation of the modernist movement was restored. Modernist buildings became modern icons, with homes in modernist buildings being sold for large sums. In 70 years, the landscape of modern cities has changed dramatically, and much of the change can be attributed to Le Corbusier and other pioneers, and the modern style has been developed further into the high-tech style by architects like Sir Norman Foster, who designed the Swiss Re building in 2004. However, what is left is more than just a collection of modernist buildings. There remains the idea that architects, through their work, should try to improve the quality of life of their fellow citizens.